the three supreme methods. This is just a reminder that any practice, any positive activities that you may be engaging in, apply the three supreme methods. The three supreme methods are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. What is good in the beginning? This is having supreme motivation. Good in the middle is the main practice, and good at the end is the dedication. With respect to the supreme motivation, always check your motivation before you start any activity or any deed, generous deed or practice, give rise to your aspiration of bodhicitta. Of course, it's okay to have the motivation to be practicing for your benefit for later on in this life or for future lives or for your own liberation. However, the supreme method, and if you're really practicing Mahayana Buddhism, the motivation of bodhicitta is that you are practicing for the benefit of all sentient beings. With the motivation that all beings may have happiness and all its causes, and that they may be free from suffering and all its causes. The merit that you accumulate is going to be as vast as your motivation. So your motivation is really, really important. For instance, if you make an offering of one butter lamp, and your motivation, your aspiration is only to make that offering of one butter lamp, then it only has the merit of one butter lamp. However, if you take one butter lamp and you make it with the aspiration, the motivation, that by offering this butter lamp, may all beings be freed from suffering and all its causes. May they have happiness and all its causes. May the light of wisdom illuminate all the darkness of ignorance, removing ignorance forever. That all sentient beings may attain perfect enlightenment. Then that has that aspiration, that great merit of that vast aspiration. So although materially what we are offering is the same, one butter lamp, the merit is vastly different due to our aspiration, our motivation through which we are making that offering. Your motivation will also determine whether what you are doing with your actions of body, speech and mind, whether they are positive or negative. It's your motivation that determines whether the karma is positive or negative. And aspire again and again, whenever you get the opportunity, aspire to bodhicitta. Sometimes we may think that this isn't of any value, of any worth. These are just thoughts. However, the practice of aspiration is very important. Through our aspirations, more and more becomes what we think about. And the more we think about it, the more chance it is that we act on it, that we say something or we do something in terms of this aspiration. And the more and more natural it becomes, more and more naturally, this aspiration of bodhicitta arises in our mind stream. A possible example of this is that maybe we hear a catchy tune on the radio. We don't consciously try and remember it. However, a day later or a week later, we find ourselves humming this tune or singing this tune. Similarly, the practice of bodhicitta becomes more and more natural, arises naturally. The best way, of course, to make that aspiration, that motivation, is in the state of Rigpa. And so too for the main practice, good in the middle. Good in the middle is doing the practices according to the practices, according to the instructions given to us by our root lama or by your guru. If you aren't able to do the main practice in the state of Rigpa, then as best as you can, do it free of conceptualization. Whatever you're doing in the state of Rigpa is not going to leave behind karmic imprints in your mind stream. And remember the illusory nature of all of these activities and all phenomena. The subject, the object, and the action is lacking in inherent nature. That being that if you are giving something, for instance, the subject, the person giving or making the offering, the object, the person receiving the offering, and the action of giving is lacking in inherent nature. Alternatively, whatever practice you engage in, do it in a diligent manner, with awareness, and with the motivation of bodhicitta. And then finally, good in the end, the dedication. As soon as you have finished your practice or your virtuous activities, dedicate the merit. This seals the merit so that it's not affected by any material concerns that you may engage in after these activities. The best way to do the dedication is, of course, in Rigpa. You can also dedicate by saying, may all of these merits and the merits of all beings from beginningless time be dedicated, just as all of the past, present, and future Buddhas have, do, and will dedicate their merits. Dedicating in this way ensures that the merits are not affected by our conceptuality. Some people may think, why should I dedicate all of these merits for the benefit of all sentient beings? I should dedicate them for myself. I've put in a lot of effort, a lot of hard work in accumulating this merit. One should be aware of what is one's motivation. Is one's motivation for oneself, or is it for the benefit of all sentient beings? If our motivation is for the practice of bodhicitta, then our dedication should likewise be for the benefit of all sentient beings. And likewise, actually making the dedication is an offering. You are offering everything up to all sentient beings. And this is really of great, vast merit. In dedicating our merit to the benefit of all sentient beings, it also acts as an antidote to any attachment we may develop towards our merits. If your dedication is for the benefit of all sentient beings, that's how vast the merit is. If your dedication is only for yourself, then naturally the merit is limited. If you dedicate the merits for the benefit of 10 people, then that's how vast those merits are. If you dedicate the merits on behalf of all sentient beings, then the merits are as vast as for all sentient beings. And when you make the dedication for the benefit of all sentient beings, that merit stays there until all sentient beings have attained enlightenment. Similarly, if you dedicate the merits for the benefit of this life only, then those merits only stay there for this life. Then they are exhausted afterwards. For instance, if we take a bowl of water and we put it outside, that bowl of water might last for a little while. However, if we take that bowl of water and we put it into the ocean, then that water is part of the ocean until the ocean dries up. Similarly, if we dedicate these merits to the benefit of all sentient beings until they're all enlightened, then the merit stays there until all sentient beings have attained enlightenment. Train your mind again and again and again in bodhicitta, and always apply the three supreme methods.